Officials say these talks, slated for next month, have a limited but important goal, ending the spate of ceasefire violations that has left more than 150 Sri Lankans dead in recent weeks. Only after hostilities cease will attention be turned to the core issues that divide Sri Lanka's government and its ethnic Tamil rebels. Jahan Pereira of the National Peace Council, a Colombo-based advocacy group, says ending the bloody ceasefire violations is a vital first step. The violence has stopped short of a return to all-out war, he says, but is still affecting the country seriously.
The increased violence is what has led to people dying, the rising tension, cordon and search operations that are making life a misery for civilians, led to tourists not coming, investors also postponing their business decisions.
Norwegian peace envoy Erik Solheim announced the decision to hold the talks in Geneva, Switzerland, after meeting with Tamil Tiger leader Viluppillai Prabhakar on Wednesday in the rebel-held town of Kilinochi. The simple question of where to hold the talks had become a source of contention in recent months. Mr. Solheim helped broker the 2002 peace accord between the government and the rebels after nearly two decades of conflict. But the peace process quickly became deadlocked, and the two sides have not met face-to-face since 2003. The rebels originally demanded independence for the north and east of Sri Lanka, where the ethnic Tamil minority is predominant. Later, they downgraded their demand, agreeing to increased autonomy in those areas. But the two sides could not find common ground on the issue of power sharing. A Tamil Tiger spokesman says the rebels will halt all military activities ahead of talks and has called on the government to do the same. Some observers, including senior U.S. officials, blame the rebels for the bulk of the ceasefire violations. The rebels say that recent attacks have been carried out by paramilitary organizations linked to the government. Patricia Noonan, VOA News, New Delhi.